Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been caught in an embarrassing situation? Not necessarily sinful, just embarrassing. Maybe you wore one black shoe and one brown shoe, or your coat did not match your trousers. If someone noticed your predicament and told you about it, you probably blushed. Maybe you made what is commonly called a Freudian slip. When Molly and I were dating, I told her a slightly off-color story. I did not realize it until she said, "Preacher, I am sure I turned as red as a beet." If you have a sensitive conscience, you may blush easily. Blushing means we have been caught in a moral lapse or some other serious inconsistency. And do you realize that we are the only creatures on earth who blush, or who need to? The prophets and priests, during the time Jeremiah was prophesying in Israel, dealt falsely with God's people. They healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, superficially saying, "Peace, peace, when there is no peace." Jeremiah 6:13-14. The behavior of the priests and prophets was reprehensible. Jeremiah asked, "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?" No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. "Therefore they shall fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down," says the Lord. Jeremiah 6:15. Our brief study today will focus on leaders unable to blush. If people do not blush when they have been caught and exposed for some heinous deed, is it because they do not have tender consciences? The prophets and priests committed an abomination, but they were not at all troubled by what they had done. It cannot be they did not understand what they had done. They were leaders among God's people. They knew the law, but like the sons of Eli, they were sons of Belial. 1 Samuel 2:12. In other words, they blatantly violated the law of God. They apparently could care less about their rebellion against God's law. Like all other human beings, I have engaged in behavior that was considerably less than perfect. Like the Apostle Peter, I have sometimes spoken when I should have kept my mouth shut. When I was much younger, I allowed my temper to control me. As I reflected on my conduct, I was ashamed of what I had said and done. I have repented of that behavior and strive with God's help to overcome those failings. We must all strive to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ and always do those things that are pleasing to God. John 8:29. Do any of the actors in Hollywood have any shame for their behavior? Did the people who shamefully misbehaved during the halftime at the most recent Super Bowl have any remorse for their inexcusably evil conduct? If any of them ever express any embarrassment for their being scantily and seductively dressed and engaging in sleazy activities, I would be amazed. And to say what happened was a wardrobe malfunction should make them ashamed for trying to make dupes of the American people. We should be ashamed if we believe such lies. Do they have any idea the kinds of examples they're setting for our children and young people? Do they care what happens to our nation's moral values? Do they even know what moral values are? Most of them appear not to be ashamed. They do not blush when they violate standards of decency. The people who are so immoral may gain in popularity with certain segments of American society. They may even make money by prostituting their bodies and their talents. But they shall fall among them who fall. The Lord will judge them for their ungodly attitudes and activities. Good moral people must take a stand against what occurs in movies, on television, and in some of America's sporting arenas. I am pleading with you to speak out against such evil. You do realize, do you not, that silence can be sinful? God expects us to use our time and talent and voices to speak out and to oppose evil. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you.